Jitendra Singh Dahiya. I welcome you to read my story where I interview authors, speakers, coaches, celebrities, entrepreneurs, and much more. Today, I have with me Mr. Devraj Bhattacharya. He is a growth and transformation catalyst. He has over 20 years of corporate experience in learning and development. He started his career as a faculty and left his corporate journey as a head of operation learning and development. He has worked across all functions of learning and development, from content development, program design, delivery, need analysis, assessment centers, and learning coaching, including succession planning. For last 5 years, he has been working as a freelancer. His objective is to help individuals and organizations transform to a winning mindset through customer interventions, coaching, and trainings. He is also an author. He is also writing a book helping people develop a strategic mindset for achieving their goals. Today, he will be discussing with us his life journey and his expertise. So let us hear from him. Welcome, Devraj. The platform is open, and now over to you.
Thank you so much, Jitendra, for giving me this opportunity to talk to you and discuss and help people listening to us and watching this video to see how they can improve their life and achieve their goals.
Wonderful. Let us start with the first thing first. I'd like to know about your past life, maybe your personal life. Which helped you to become what you are, and how you what you wanted to be in your life?
Oh, that's a good question, actually. I was studying science till my 12th standard, and my dad is a B.Tech, so my idea was to become an engineer. So, in my vacation, way back in the early 90s, there was a computer revolution. So, I also joined a vacation batch to learn computers. Okay, so it was a diploma in computer arts. Okay, so advanced diploma in computer arts was a program. Okay. And I got into it to spend my summer vacation after my 12th exams. Okay. And I really liked it. And I was able to complete the course with an A+ grade, and the center where I was learning my computers, they offered me a job. Okay? And I still had a few months before the results came out. Okay? So I said, okay, why not? Okay. So I started off as a faculty teaching computer graphics, and I got into the teaching industry by accident, you can say.
Okay.
So I really liked it, and I kept moving through the industry from graphic design. So I went to advertising companies where again I used to do training, and then so on. The things kept moving ahead and ahead, and then I did my graduation with BCom, from Delhi University, and I also completed my fourth year of B.Tech from Open University of British Columbia, Canada.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So things kept happening, and I got moving into the learning and development some faculty. I became a trainer in a call center. From there, I became the team leader of the trainers over there. Then I moved to the corporate world, where I worked with multinational companies. And as the time went by, I got promoted, and I learned more things. I learned what is return on investment, what is succession planning, got myself certified as a trainer. I got my voice and accent training done, my content development trainings done. So I got myself certified.
Okay. Wonderful.
So that is how I kept growing in the industry. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, I was heading a large team of trainers and helping students and corporates, make something out of their lives. So making people successful is what I was doing.
That was really wonderful. So with this, I'd like to know about your passion. What are the things you are passionate about in your life?
Oh, I'm passionate about a lot of things. I love to cook.
Okay.
So I do a lot of cooking. I love photography. I do a lot of photography. Okay. Traveling is another thing that I do. And I am a voracious reader. If it is printed, I'll read it.
Okay.
For example, I cannot turn the camera over here right now because I've got some guests in the house. But I've got three libraries in the house.
Oh, wow.
I've got actually three libraries in the house. One for novels, one for my study books, and one for magazines. So there are three different libraries spread across the house.
Wonderful.
And more than 1,200 books right now over here.
Okay. So you can start library services as well.
I can actually, I can. But then the problem is I don't get the books back.
Yeah.
You lend a book, okay, you lose a book. So that's how it is.
Yes, yes. Wonderful. So I'd like to know more about your work and experiences. What exactly you were doing in your journey of 20 years in corporate?
Of course, Jitendra. See, when I started my career as a faculty, I realized that being a faculty is something that really helps people develop their skills. And because it was, you can say, a kind of vocational services, I was training through reanimation, DTP and things like that. It really showed me that, you know, some of these people who really were not really good at, let's say, academics, were able to set up their own small centers, a DTP center or something like that, and earn money. So yeah. It helped people stand on their feet. Okay? And as I moved into the corporate world, okay, where I was working with large organizations having multiple offices, multiple regions, multiple nations, I realized that learning and development is a very essential part of any business.
Yes.
Any business which wants to grow.
Yes.
Okay. Because I'll tell you, I've seen people who were great, what can I say, performers. Mm-hmm. Okay, amazing performers in the duty that was given to them. So you give them a task and they would perform. Mm-hmm. Okay, some people like, I'll call them the Sachin Tendulkars of the corporate world.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the thing is that the moment you start performing with better performance comes bigger responsibilities.
Yes, okay? Yes.
So the more you perform, the more responsibilities the management is going to put on you.
Correct.
And this is something that I observed is that, you know, when you are playing in a team and then you become the team leader, then you kind of falter because you've been playing on the front foot for all this time and now you've got the responsibility of the team on you.
Correct.
So again, these people who have been first time promoted to be a team leader or first time, you know, so from being an individual contributor, they suddenly become, managers. They they have the responsibility of the performance of the team.
Correct.
And that is where learning and development helps them achieve that. Okay. So,
yes.
So, dosti se le, we are friends with them earlier. So, you're dosts. And then you become their boss.
Correct.
So, it becomes a little bit of an issue for them to understand that.
Kind of a great challenge because when you promote one people out of the team and all people were of same level, kind of.
Yes.
Maybe a little bit like experience wise they may be this and there, but almost same kind of experience, same kind of knowledge, same kind of expertise, but due to his performance he got the growth. So when other people see him, the problem arises, start to arise there, conflict.
Actually, you know this is human nature to be jealous.
Yeah.
Okay, it is human nature to be jealous.
Correct.
So jealousy does come into the picture, but not only that, how to handle that correctly is also very important.
Yes. Okay?
And that is one of the areas that I really like to focus, and I've had a great, I can say, success in having these multiple first-time manager kind of things.
Yeah. Okay?
What the other thing that happens is that there's a conflict of ideas that till yesterday you and me were at the same level and then today you are appraising me.
Correct.
So how is that possible? What do you have that I don't have? So those kind of questions come up.
Correct.
So the appraisal training is another thing that I really enjoyed helping people get through over there.
Mm-hmm. Because that is quite challenging because when you were at the same level, now you are appraising, hitting members.
Yes.
So kind of a shift,
big shift.
So with this, I'd like to know, since you are working independently now as a freelancer and you are conducting multiple trainings and all, so I'd like to know about your vision, mission and goal for next 5 to 10 years.
See, the mission and vision was set up some time back. Then we had a 2-year pause.
Okay.
Because of COVID thing.
COVID and all.
Due to the COVID. Okay, so the mission is very simple. The mission is to, you know, touch as many individuals as possible and make a reasonable difference in their lifestyles.
Correct.
Now, I have worked with a lot of people who are graduates but have not been able to get great jobs.
Okay.
Now, for example, there is an engineer who's passed out with decent marks in engineering,
yes,
but gets a salary of, let's say, 10,000-15,000 rupees a month.
Okay.
Now, if you're looking at doing engineering for 5 years and then you get a 15,000 rupee job and you are a BA pass out and you still get the same kind of thing.
Correct.
So people really do not put the vision into, or they do not put the planning in place during their college time, during the final years of their college, as to how am I going to go ahead and do it.
Yes.
So the first simple mission is to make people understand that the economics of your growth is in your hands and how you do your interviews.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. It is not only gyan that is going to help you.
Yeah.
It is great to have good marks, but you need to have some practical understanding of how to do the interview, how to showcase your skills, and only then will you be paid for what you get paid.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You can't just say that because I'm doing an IIT, I'll get a 1 crore ka per annum thing. Oh, a few of them get it. Not everybody gets it.
Yes, yes. Only we can say 0.1% of the entire...
A handful of them.
Yeah.
A handful of them. The rest of them will have to struggle. So the first mission is to handle these people and make them, you know, change their mindset to be aggressive enough to land a job which is to their stature, rather than compromise to what is being given. They would like to do that. So that is one. The second one is to help organizations. Okay. So I've noticed that a lot of, you know, medium to small enterprises, MSMEs, they start up with a lot of aggression. They go, you know, all hung-ho and do a lot of things, but they don't sustain for a very long time because the plan is not made. Okay? They don't have the vision enough to complete what it is. I'll give you a very simple example. Micromax was a company that was one of the best companies in India doing televisions, mobile phones, electronics. It was good and everybody, you know, wanted to have Micromax, but if you look at it today, they could not sustain themselves.
Okay. They so are nowhere.
They're nowhere. The company is actually shut down. Excuse me. So the thing is that if you are not going to understand leadership and human resource management, in that I also put in administration, that is your facilities and your growth plans. Then your sustenance is going to be a very big issue. And I help these organizations understand this in the right time.
Correct, correct.
So that they can grow and help the people grow with them. Okay. Yes. Now, if you look at small startups like, let's say, Tesla or let's say Google, they started up, Tesla is a recent phenomenon. Correct. But if you look at it, they have exponentially grown to help because their human resource training faculties are able to manage them.
Correct, correct. Because so human resources is the backbone of any organization. Until that is strong, organization would not survive.
You look at the Tata example, the Bombay explosions that happened.
Correct.
If you look at the Tata experience, it is all about training.
Yes.
If those people did not have that ingrained in them, the training that was delivered, they don't know. Look at the Indian Army. It's all about training.
Yes. Okay.
You look at any defense across the globe, it is all about training.
Correct.
And the training is not just getting them to repeat it, it is also to understand and use ahead. So that is why it is called learning and development. Okay. You enter as a soldier and you get promoted as a major. That is where your skill has developed. That is where you have learned something. Okay. You become a commander and then you become the head of the army.
Yes.
So you learn and you develop yourself. And that is why it is called learning and development.
Neither
skill development training can be done to anybody who is doing a lathe machine. Okay, you can train them. They will remain at the same level.
Correct.
Learning and development is something different. I want these companies to develop to be a larger organization.
Yes, yes. That is really important because that is the mindset where most organizations lack.
Yes.
Yes. So with this, I'd like to know about a few of your learnings from your past life, maybe personal or professional.
Yes. The first and the foremost thing is that the day you stop learning, you die.
Yes.
So you have to keep developing yourself continuously. And I think professions like lawyers, doctors are examples of this. You have to keep on adding
throughout their life. Yes.
Yes. If you stop it, okay, if you're, you will not be a doctor anymore. Okay?
Yes.
So you have to. In a similar thing, a lot of people who get jobs, okay, again, going back to the corporate idea, they stop learning. Then the crib, okay, jaise the time the March comes in or December comes in, appraisal time comes in, they will start complaining that, oh, I'm not getting paid enough, I'm not getting my promotions in time.
Yes.
And the simple question is that, how have you developed yourself?
Correct.
Okay. If you're doing, you know, one of my biggest learnings was from an ex-boss of mine, an earlier boss, who used to tell me this, is that, you know, if you are doing a job and you're doing a very good job of doing a job, you're still doing your job.
Correct.
So why should I pay you more?
Yeah. What is the valuation?
What is the valuation? Okay. But if you are doing a job and helping me grow, then my chair is open to you, because I will get promoted, only then you will get promoted.
Correct.
Okay. So that is a very simple thing. Okay. Get your boss promoted, you have the chair for you.
Yes.
But if your boss doesn't learn and grow, then you will not learn and grow. Okay, so that is something that is very important, that is there.
Correct. Agree.
The other thing I learned is that you need to communicate.
Yes.
The Indian mentality is that, you know, our work will tell for itself. Well, not necessarily.
Okay? Yeah.
I learned this the hard way when I joined an organization which was 25,000 plus. Now, when I've got a staff of 25,000 plus and there is a person who's doing a great job somewhere in Indonesia, and the manager is sitting in UK, how will he get to know about it?
Yes.
The person will never get to know about it. No,
not possible.
So unless the person gets up and sits in the appraisal and communicates that, okay, this is what I've achieved, this is how I've developed, only then the manager will know what is happening. So communication is very important. So these are the two things that I learned while working in different organizations. Okay. And the third thing is that if you have made a mistake, own it up.
Yes.
Okay. Never hide from your mistakes. The moment you hide from your mistakes, you fail, you fall, and you falter. So never do that. Okay. Own up. Ownership is one of the most important factors if you want to have a life where you're successful.
Yeah. Correct. True. Wonderful learnings out there. With this, I'd like to know more about, like we were discussing about your programs related to the challenges faced by first-time managers. So I'd like to know more onto it, like how you help them, what are the things you guide them. So little bit more on first-time managers, what things they need to work on to improve.
Exactly. Now, Jitendra, let me tell you that, you know, when I say first-time managers, a lot of corporates, they think that, you know, managers are managers. But I think that even a team leader is a manager.
Yes.
So when I meet these young people, you know, in the age group of, let's say, 29 to 31, who have just become team leaders in whichever company they're working in. Sometimes they're younger also. Sometimes I get a younger crowd also. But mostly 29 to 31 is what I get. What happens is that they have been working in their own silos with their own friends and things like that. And because they've performed well, they go ahead and become the team leaders.
Yes.
Now, this is a big shift for not only the person who's been promoted, but also for the team. Okay. So my training is for both of these. Okay. So for the first thing that I tell the first time manager, the team leader, is to first go ahead and assess and be humble. So you need to be very humble and understand that people are going to be jealous of you.
Definitely.
People are going to ask you questions that, till yesterday, what did you do to become a manager?
Correct.
So again, I focus on interpersonal skills. So that is the primary focus with the first time leader. Interpersonal skills.
Correct.
The second is communication. Okay.
Yes.
Then I talk to the team to understand how a team works. So team building is the third thing that I do.
Yeah.
Because if you are going to be a taskmaster, if you're going to, you know, delegate work, it is not going to work for you.
Correct.
So just delegating and do it. It is not going to help you. You have to get it.
Delegation
done.
Is really important, because that delegation is where you learn how to delegate. First thing. Second thing, your team also start taking responsibilities onto the task. That is kind of a connect started to build up there.
Yes. And to make them understand that your growth, okay, as your first time manager, your growth is that you have reached a benchmark, you've reached a zero of the next level.
Yes.
So do not consider yourself as achieved. You just received the first benchmark, which is zero.
Correct.
So you are at zero, you have reached level one.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like a game.
Correct.
So it's like a game. So now you have to keep playing your game and make it better so that you can go to the higher levels of it.
Huh.
Okay. Otherwise, what's going to happen is that you become a team leader, you are happy, you sit in your chair.
Yes.
Then your team is going to disintegrate.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So the idea is constant improvement.
Definitely.
Change is the only constant.
Yes.
Okay. So that is another aspect that I cover in my first time manager. It takes around 3 to 4 days for the team leader to go through it. So it's around 16 to 24 hours, depending on the kind of modules you choose. And then it's another 8 hours for the team to go through the activities that I do post the training of the manager.
Okay.
Because if you do only the manager and do not do the team, then it is attacking only half the problem.
Correct. And this is the problem with most corporates, because they are giving training to the managers who are first time managers. Actually, the thing is, the training program which is required at their level is also not up to the mark, first thing. Second thing, they always miss out the team part. They only try to share knowledge, educate with the team manager, not with the team, how they should take the new manager as, how they should interact, how they should collaborate, kind of a thing which is not given to the team member. They don't know how to handle such situations.
Exactly. So there's this Chinese proverb which says that if you give a man a fish, he will eat for a day.
Yeah.
And if you teach him to fish, he will eat for a lifetime. The question is, if you do not teach him how to fish in the right pool,
correct.
He is going to stand in a place where he will never catch any fish.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So the pool of the first time manager is his team. So if he can fish with his team, then the entire team grows. And this is, I'll tell you, look at the corporate world, if you look at the most successful CEOs, CFOs of the companies, you notice that they come from a similar kind of batch or similar kind of year of schooling over there. Why does that happen? Because they have learned to fish with their pool.
Right.
So they grow together, then they might go to different companies and things like that.
But they
learn to fish together, and that is very important.
Correct.
Networking at the base level will help you at the top level.
Yes, definitely. So when these first time managers come to you, you give them training and everything. So when they go out, how they implement those things, what is the value addition they take after the course?
See, Jitendra, what happens is that I first and foremost do a proper training need analysis of the batch of first-time managers. Now, normally what happens is that there is a batch of people who come into the first-time manager. The team leader role is the first step, okay?
Right.
There's normally a batch. That means if you're looking at an organization, 3 or 4 people will be promoted at that level.
Yes.
Okay. Unless you're talking about senior levels. Now, when I talk about senior managers or operational heads, then there's only 1 or 2 of them. But when you're talking about the lowest level, so there is a group of them. So a proper training need analysis is done, finding out what are their strengths. So we do a psychometric analysis of the managers.
Okay.
Based on that, we design the program. So it is not one program which is run for every organization. Every program for every organization is different.
Correct. Okay. Possibly, depending on person to person, also their need and requirement would be different.
Exactly. So after the psychometry, we find out the group of commonalities. Okay. What is common among them?
Correct.
So these common things are done together. And then the activity with the team is designed so that it will affect very well to the team that they are.
Okay.
So once that is done, then these people are given a criteria of a checklist and a performance analysis sheet.
Okay.
Now this is done on a quarterly basis.
Okay.
So they will have so let's say that I've got a new first time manager. There will be a manager above him. So the manager's expectation is put down into the checklist that this is what I want you to achieve. And this is a timeline to achieve, so that we have a proper understanding of what is being done and what is not being done.
Correct.
Where is the problem coming up? Now these managers are with me on a WhatsApp group for at least 90 days.
Okay.
So if they face a problem, then this is discussed onto the internal private WhatsApp group. Okay. It can be a WhatsApp group or it can be a Microsoft Teams group. Depends on the company.
Depending on the organization.
On the platform that they want. Okay?
Yeah.
And these people come in and I help them. Now, remember, I never give out solutions.
Okay.
The moment you give out solutions, game over.
Correct. Okay? They don't evolve.
If you have ever played PUBG or any first-person action shooters, you just cheat sheet. You'll never know how to play the game properly. So I don't give them the cheat sheet over there. So they are asked that, you know, one person comes up with an issue and ask the other four of them to comment on that and tell them, what do you think can be done?
Correct.
And which is the best one that you think? And then based on my experience or the experience of the managers, we handhold them to implement that. So the next 90 days, they do that. So one quarter done, then from next quarter onwards, they're independent.
Correct.
And I'll tell you, the human nature is such, once you taste success, you want more of it.
Correct, definitely.
So if you have been, you know, if you hit a problem and you know the group has solved it, then they want to solve it on their own again. They don't come asking for help again and again.
Correct.
Unless it's a very big problem. Correct. So that is how the program works.
Correct, definitely. First time managers face many challenges. First is like their own self, acceptability, then accepting the role responsibility. That is one part of it. Then doing it properly, managing with the senior team, senior management. Then again, going back to their teammates and getting the work done from there. Not only getting the work done there, but bridging a gap between senior management and lower management. So this is kind of a challenge they face. So definitely they need a kind of grooming, developing their skills. That is really needed. Most organizations fail there. And
And time management is the last one. You know, understanding priority. What was your priority earlier and what is your priority now? Changes when the moment you get promoted, okay? Maybe you were doing a job earlier. It's something that you think that you keep doing again and again. But that is not how it works. That doesn't work, okay?
Correct.
So if you keep doing the things that you do, then you keep getting the results that you've always got.
Yes, and there is a famous saying, what makes keeps you here would not take you there. There is again same thing, which is followed everywhere.
Yes.
So this is really important for them to get the learnings right, then implementing it, then finally taking it on the next level. So this is really important for every organization. And wherein organizations are providing these trainings and programs is really good. And where there are not these kind of programs running in, people should start learning. Because you rightly said at the first sentence, you are an avid learner. That is the thing which makes you going. People miss out there. And you also highlighted this point. When we got into job, we stop our learning. That is one thing we should not stop. We should continue learning wherever possible, through books, through mentors, wherever possible. Really important. With this, I am moving on to some difficult question. You are great in your learning and development. You have done tremendously well. So I'd like to know about you as a person. Are you an introvert or an extrovert kind of a person, and how it affect you during communication with your teams, with other people, organizations, corporates, everywhere?
Well, fortunately, I am not an introvert. Okay, so I can strike up a communication or a conversation very easily with strangers.
Okay.
So that really did help me over there. So I can strike up conversations in anywhere. And I also speak multiple languages, so that makes it even easier. So I speak Hindi, Marathi, Gujarati, Bengali, and I understand Marwari, Haryanvi, and Oriya, Assami. So I understand these languages. So it makes things easier for me to get into a conversation with these people. Now it is, like I said, communication is the foundation of your success.
Yes.
If you can speak well, if you can emote, communicate. Okay, both in written and spoken. Okay, it has to be both ways. Both ways. If you speak very well but you can't write, and if you write very well and can't speak, it's a handicap.
Correct.
You have to do it both ways. Okay.
Yes.
Keeping things short and concise is another very important factor of communication.
Yes.
Because very long, wrong conversations makes people confused.
Correct.
So very short.
Correct.
And direct to the point. And this is something that I always followed in my career. So when my boss asks me something, I give him a yes or no answer.
Okay.
I don't say maybe. Mm-hmm. Because the moment you say maybe, there are 10 more questions coming up.
Confusion.
Confusion. So there's no maybe. Okay. So you say yes or no answer. So if somebody comes and says, Debraj, I would like to roll out this particular training by December 2022. Then I said, not possible. He says, why? He says, because I've got 28,000 people and I've got only 4 months and I've got already a training plan rolled out. I don't have any, place for this to run out. If you want me to enter this, we'll do a planning for, let's say, March next year. So he's very clear about it. And the moment I say, maybe I will see, then he will come and sit on my head every half an hour.
Correct.
So it's a very clear communication. Yes, no.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. If you're in doubt, then with the time frame. So correct. I will check and come back to you in a couple of hours or 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours.
Yes.
So that the person is very clear about what is happening. Otherwise, it becomes a big problem. So
correct. Clarity
that is one
helps.
Thing. Clarity is very important. So yes, though that helped me in my career, and I always tell my students and my participants, be clear.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Correct.
There is no gunjaish for shayad.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. So with your journey, who all supported you? My wife is a
pillar of support always. She's always been amazing.
She
herself is an amazing corporate woman.
Okay.
She works with a UK based company as a HR and admin head.
Okay.
For India.
Great.
She is an amazing woman over here. So when I do my content, when I do my content, I bounce it off her and ask her, okay, because she also handles HR and interviews and things like that. It always helps to have a partner who understands what you're doing.
Yes.
So that's
there.
Okay.
Correct.
Then my family is a great support, like I told you earlier. So it was great. So if I need something to be done, like for example, if I need some graphics or something like that, that goes to my sister, who's a BFA, Bachelor of Fine Arts.
Mm-hmm.
So she helps me with the graphics in case I am not able to do it myself.
Wow. Okay.
So it's the entire family stands by me when I need it. So when I'm doing a new content or a new program design, because I do an end-to-end thing. I don't just type out and then send it to somebody for the design to be done.
So
the entire thing is built by me. So if I'm working on, let's say, a e-learning program, or if I'm doing a virtual learning program, like or a Zoom meeting call, then what I do is that the entire presentation is custom created for that company with custom-made graphics.
Okay.
I also do things in Articulate when required. So if there's a learning management platform, then I use Articulate for a rapid author to create the animations and put it there.
Okay.
It comes because I did that way back in my
You had experience into that field.
Exactly. So it becomes easier for me when I'm using either Captivate or Articulate or Photoshop or things like that. So I do those kind of things and do that. So the entire family stands by me.
Wonderful. So, I'd like to know about your inspiration and motivation in life. Who were they, and how they help you transform your life?
I get motivated by a lot of people. Okay, and when you read books, read books written by Dr. Abdul Ghulam sir, or you read books on Jack Welch, or you read something like that, it really, really motivates you for that time. Okay.
Yes.
And inspirations in my life, I would say that J.R.D. Tata, Ratan Tata have been a great motivation for me to understand business.
Yes.
In my real life, I have been very, influenced by people like Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose.
Right.
Because I come from Bengal, and it's a very big thing over there.
Correct.
Over there, so patriotism is something that has been put into me since my childhood.
Yeah.
And then you also have when you read fiction, you read books by Stephen King, or you read books by Dan Brown and things, and it gives your imagination that oh my goodness, this can happen, and it seems so real. So I do like those kind of things. So motivation, a lot of people, so it may be Satya Nadella, Steve Jobs, everybody has been, you know, I've picked up something or the other from everybody.
Yes, all of them were wonderful people. With amazing achievements, wonderful, everything.
Sorry to interrupt. And Jitendra, the thing is that being in learning and development, every time you get a new assignment, you pick up a new book, you read something new, and you again learn something which actually changes your view of the entire world.
Wonderful. This is really amazing. Like, you've been constantly learning and evolving each day.
Yes.
This is really wonderful. So with this, I'd like to understand, what is your take on success and how does it look like to you?
See, I'll tell you, you should never look at success from your point of view.
Yes.
You might have a fancy car, you might have a fancy house, you might have a trophy wife. You can have everything in the world which is materialistically available. I know you can buy the BMW X7 for 1.5 crore.
Correct.
Or the Bentley maybe for 3 crores. And you might think that you are very successful. But if the people around you do not respect you, then I don't think that success has got any value to it. Okay.
Right.
I think success is when I walk down the road and, you know, a person calls up his dad and says, "Hey, he got me the promotion." He taught me and I used that. I got promoted because of him.
Yes.
That I think is recognition. That I think is success. That what I have taught has really helped people. And that is why I say that I'm a growth catalyst. Okay?
Yes.
I am only successful when my students are successful.
Definitely.
And you asked me who's been my motivation and inspiration.
Yeah.
One of the biggest motivation is Dronacharya.
Yes.
Dronacharya is the person who trained the Pandavas, who excelled in everything from Dronacharya and made a name for themselves.
Yes.
Dronacharya taught Arjun how to, you know, use a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
But Arjun is known for his bow and arrow, not Dronacharya.
Yes.
The world's greatest archer is Arjuna, not Dronacharya. But if Dronacharya was not there, Arjuna would not happen.
Correct.
And that is what we are. I really love it when my students excel and go further away, higher than me, and you know, I say, "Oh, your training helped." So that is what I really
that
like
is that is kind of feeling emotions which
that I think is success.
Yes
that I think is success.
Wonderful. So now we are moving on to the last question. Any advice, suggestion you'd like to make here to our audience and viewers?
For all the young crowd who are just in your, you know, either your third year or final years of your college, see to it that you do not only focus on academics, but also look at the world through different lens. Okay?
Social media
is a great place to connect, but don't make it the only place to be. Okay?
Yes.
Try to interact over the digital media, but also try to talk one-to-one.
Okay? One-to-one.
For those,
personally.
One-to-one, personally. And for those who have already got jobs, it's hard to work. For those who already got jobs, I would suggest that you keep looking at your future plans.
Yes.
And keep growing and learning things. If you think that, okay, my job is not going to give me anything more of what I've learned, everything that is there, go find a different department.
Correct. Explore.
Or find a different industry. Okay.
Yes.
Only then will you, okay. Only a person who's traveled the world knows the world.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So if you don't move out of your comfort zone, if you do not move out of your department, okay, then you might be the frog in the well.
Definitely.
Which is not good.
Correct.
Keep learning, keep growing, keep exploring, and always try new things. There's other advices that I can.
Yes, definitely. And this is really wonderful. And until unless we explore ourselves, we would not know in what thing or with what activity or what game we are best in. So really important to explore ourselves.
You have to.
Yes. With this, I'd like to say that it was a wonderful discussion with you and amazing insight shared by you. And I really love to hear more from your side again soon. And definitely we would be discussing on similar or different kind of a topic altogether to share more knowledge and expertise again soon. So looking forward to hearing and thank you so much for your time, and I really thank you from core of my heart. It was an amazing insights and understanding for me as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jitendra. Thank you for the opportunity. I hope we'll speak again sometime in the future. Take care and be safe.
Yeah, and I'd like to share your links and website, social media with our video content so that people can come and be in touch with you wherever they need help. And guys, don't forget to check that out too. And at the end, I'd like to thank everyone for watching and listening this podcast. I hope you all must have gathered a lot of information and enjoyed watching and listening this. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Have a good time. Thank you and bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.